In 2022, Connie Urey, the owner of the Rapid City Hotel, aimed to, quote, no longer allow any Native on property following an act of violence. That sparked deep controversy, a social media firestorm, and multiple lawsuits levied at the hotel, both federal and civil. The civil suit filed by Rapid City-based Indigenous Advocacy Network Indian Collective was due to begin Monday, September 9th. However, the announcement of bankruptcy protection has effectively halted the proceedings. Nick Tilson is CEO of the group. He describes mixed feelings as the announcement delays what he sees as a strong case against Retzel Corporation.
The Retzel Corporation basically had no out at this point. And there's a cost for racism. When you become both morally bankrupt as a result of racism, it could lead to you becoming financially bankrupt. It's not a small thing to go through bankruptcy. It does absolutely feel like that justice is delayed at the moment, and it doesn't feel good. You know, it doesn't feel good because we wanted to see racism on trial.
Sonny Redbear is associate director of organizing with the group. She says the situation and legal battle represent a culture of institutionalized discrimination in the Rapid City area.
We're seeing this in our community, and they need to face their roles in maintaining that inequality. The fight for justice in Rapid City won't stop until every system is held accountable for the harm that it has caused Native people. So we're challenging Rapid City to make a choice, continuing allowing racism to fester or stand up and reject it once and for all.
The trial is now on hold until bankruptcy proceedings are completed. I'm CJ Keene in Rapid City.